Proverbs, chapter 31. The words of King Lemuel, the oracle which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, O son of my womb? And what, O son of my vows? Don't give your strength to women, nor your ways to those women who destroy kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to desire strong drink, or else they will drink, and forget the law, and pervert the justice due to any who is afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is ready to perish, and wine to the bitter in soul. Let him drink, and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the mute, in the cause of all such as are left desolate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and give justice to the poor and needy. A worthy woman who can find? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her bread from far. She rises also while it is yet night, and gives food to her household, and their task to her maidens. She considers a field, and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength, and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out by night. She lays her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household has double clothes. She makes for herself carpets of tapestry. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and delivers belts to the merchant. Strength and majesty are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her sons rise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done worthily, but you excel them all. Grace is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears Yahweh, she will be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.